In our Friday food section today, the host of the Barguments podcast, where they argue about everything, and co-host of the John Landecker Food Fights Monday nights here on WGN, where they argue about food, it's Dan Levy. Dan, good morning. You ready for the Super Bowl?
I am always ready for the Super Bowl. Bob, good morning to you, sir. It's like a national holiday for me.
And I know you're ready with recipes, appetizer suggestions. Give us your party tips first, and then we'll talk about places to watch the game that you like.
Okay, well, the number one tip I have for everybody is that if you are planning on just being at home and ordering a pizza, ordering wings, or doing anything where you have to call somebody, do it as early as you can. I know a lot of places. I got a buddy that they own the Pie-Eyed Pizzas in town. They're already getting orders. They're doing wings. They're doing all kinds of cool pizzas they're doing, especially for the Super Bowl. So if that's the case, you're definitely going to want to order early. Now, in terms of any kind of recipe, I got a couple of really easy ones. If you want to stay at home and you kind of want to just make something really easy, I have a three-ingredient pulled pork recipe that's all done in the slow cooker. It's just go out and get a pork shoulder and two cans of Dr. Pepper, put the pork shoulder in, spice it up however you want, two cans of Dr. Pepper, put it on low for 8 hours, you're welcome. The best recipe you're going to do in a crock pot. It's the easiest thing in the world, and it always gets rave reviews. So that's the number one I would give anybody to do.
Where did you come up with that? Dr. Pepper, huh? You can't use any other carbonated drink?
You could use, I've done it with ginger ale, I've done it with Sprite, I've alternated it to like a can of ginger ale and a thing of chicken stock. I've done a couple different things, but I was, well, let's just say there was a time where pork shoulder was pretty cheap, but I had a lot of free time in college. I was like, I think I can do this with Dr. Pepper.
I get it. All right, we'll post the recipe later at WGNRadio.com. Let's talk about places to watch the game and enjoy some refreshments out of the house. What's on your list?
If you're going downtown, there's a place called The Gwen. It's a really cool place. They're doing all kinds of specials just for the big game. They have their Lux Burger, which is $18, which is amazing. They have a ton of cool drink specials and flatbreads, and it's a really good place to watch the game. There's also a fourth annual Puppy Bowl viewing party. Don't forget, Bob, the Puppy Bowl is just as popular sometimes.
Yeah.
This one's going to be at Cody's Public House in West Lakeview. That's going to be from noon to 4, so the game itself doesn't go till 5:30. But if you want to do it, they have a free hot dog buffet, pup cups for your dogs, and raffles and all kinds of stuff. And if you want to go to the bar, Easy Bar. This one's going to be in 1944 West Division. They've got some really cool half-price happy hour stuff from 4 to 6. And that's, if you find a good happy hour during the Super Bowl, that's the way to go on a Sunday. There's the Greystone Tavern, and also Mandy B's has some really good Super Bowl desserts. That's a good place to go. And if you're in the local area, there's a Little Joe's right on Taylor Street. They have a beef birria. I don't know. I may not say it as good as you or Marianne can say it, but they do a really
but
cool
thing
eat, with
you
that.
Can eat it just as well.
I was going to say, for me, it's just taco dipped in juice, but they do it with a beef one instead of the lamb and goat, and it's really good, and they got some really good drink specials as well. So a lot of places are doing a lot of cool things and have a lot of cool games and raffles and stuff. So again, if you're not going to a party, you just want to go to your local joint, I'm sure they're doing some cool stuff.
Yeah, Dan, repeat the name of that first place that you mentioned. What was that one?
The Gwen.
The Gwen. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm glad you mentioned, was it Sweet Mandy B's? They have locations on Webster and also East Ontario. And another place I saw on a list somewhere, Bub City, a couple of places there too, Chicago and Rosemont. I know that's one of your favorites, isn't it?
I do love those. I love all those. And also the Mandy B's, they do the specialty items. They have the goalpost frosted Rice Krispie treats, all the football decorated cupcakes and cookies. And well, if they got to make it up right out of Rice Krispie treats, Bob, I'm headed there. I'm headed there.
What's the fight about Monday night here on the radio with John Landecker?
Well, John and I will finish what's going on Sunday, the superfood fight. We will take on the last part that needs to be discussed. What is better, the Kansas City barbecue or a Philly cheesesteak? So for me, I got the cheesesteak. I think the cheesesteaks could take on the entire genre of barbecue, and I'm willing to put my food fight into that camp.
That's kind of apples and oranges, isn't it? Don't you guys usually fight about things that are a little closer in category?
Usually we do, but we kind of like, all right, what's the Super Bowl? What are the two teams that are going to go head to head? And yeah, it's kind of one or the other. But to be honest, I put it on Facebook, and I've put it on a group that I have called Barguments, because I host a podcast called Barguments, and I put it out there, and it's gotten a lot of rage. A lot of people are really going, no, it's barbecue, no, it's Philly cheesesteak. So I mean, this one might divide the country more than you think, Bob.
To be continued Monday night on the radio here. Dan Levy, thank you. Have a super Sunday, friend.
Bob, always appreciate it, and go football. I just love the game itself.
Take care. It's time to start planning your Valentine's Day night out next Friday. That's why we've invited freelance writer Samantha Nelson to join us this morning. She just had a piece in the Tribune about Valentine's Day specials. And, you know, Samantha, what a lot of people think, and I certainly do, is next to New Year's Eve, this might not be the greatest night to go out because menus are not normal. Menus, prices are jacked up. Is it that way just about everywhere or not?
I mean, there are options. There are definitely a lot of places that are doing menus that are not necessarily good deals, or they're just like kind of putting expensive extra ingredients on the plates to make it feel fancy. So I try to get a nice variety of things that are fun for people in ways that aren't just splurging on a nice fancy meal.
Right. All right. Well, let's start with Casa Shy. This would be a bit of a splurge, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that is definitely a bit of a splurge, but Casa Chai just opened last year, and it's a really cool space. It's on the ground floor of the Intercontinental Chicago, where Eno used to be. And it's got, so this is a three-course meal menu for $130, but it's going to have a lot of things. So it's got a welcome cocktail, and they have an excellent cocktail program. That's the whole concept is Nikkei, which is a fusion of Peruvian and Japanese flavors. So you're going to have some really adventurous cocktails there that are very well made. And then you kind of transition from there into some sushi rolls, and they cook meat on hot stones. And then you got yuzu cheesecake for dessert, and there's live music. Plus, they have it, the special is offered both February 14th and the 15th. So if you think, you're busy on the 14th, or you just don't want to go out on the absolute busiest night, you can do it on the 15th.
Yeah, I see they have a three-course menu, about $130. Well, Valentine's Day only comes once a year, so yeah. you gotta be nice to your partner. Eataly is a little more economical. What do they have going?
Yeah, so they actually do like a tasting station thing, and so it's $55, and this is actually on February 13th, and it's another nice option if, say, you want to cook for your partner on Valentine's Day. You can go to this on the 13th and walk around to, there's going to be 10 stations, they're serving pasta and other dishes, and then you also get a cocktail and two glasses of Italian wine, and there's going to be a chocolate fountain and a glass etching station, so you got a fun little souvenir. And if you do want to go out on the 14th, you can do something a little bit different, which is for $145. So, something of a splurge, but you're actually going to get a cooking class. So the chef will guide you through a three-course dinner. There's going to be caviar, there's going to be steak, there's going to be chocolate dipped strawberries. But instead of that just coming out to your plate, you get kind of an idea of how you can cook this yourself.
That's a great idea. Eataly there at 43 East Ohio. And Valentine's Day actually is celebrated on the 13th in Italy, isn't it? Or is it? Aren't they doing something at Eataly about how it's done in Italy?
Yeah, so that's the cooking class that's on the 14th is more focused on kind of Italian Valentine's Day traditions with the way that the steak is prepared, or like the caviar and the strawberries.
Nice. You've got a place on your list here. This has to be one of the more unique Valentine's Day places to go. Park and Field. Tell us what they're doing.
I love this. So I feel like in recent years, especially, this was all parks and recreation came up with this concept of Galentine's Day, which is this idea where you, instead of just celebrating Valentine's Day with your romantic partner, you celebrate it with all your best friends. And so Park and Field is embracing that tradition, as are several places throughout the Chicago. So they're doing a Galentine's Day drag brunch. That's on February 16th. And there's going to be a buffet with an omelet bar, sweets table, and bottomless Bloody Marys and mimosas. But on the actual 14th, they again want you to celebrate the unusual love of your life, which is bring your dog. So there's going to be a party. There's a kissing booth where you can take photos of your dog licking you. There's giveaways and drink specials. So I just think if you're single on Valentine's Day, or even if you're, you know, have a partner, and but you both share a great love of your dog, this is just a fun one to go to. And yeah, tickets are only $5, so it's about as economical as you get.
Yeah, a little different. Is the complete list that you have posted somewhere, Samantha?
Of Valentine's Days?
What we saw in the Trib.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can find that on ChicagoTribune.com under Valentine's Day restaurants and specials. There's 70 of them there. So no matter what you're looking for, you can find something.
And people can still get in on the Tribune Readers poll, right?
Yeah, this is actually the last day. So if you want to vote now for your favorite coffee shop or bakery or family-run restaurant, you should head to the Chicago Tribune dining section today to get your votes in. And the winners are going to be announced on March 5th.
Samantha Nelson, have a happy Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.